Cancelled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I object! Jack!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancelled.
Tanimosha is cancelled.
Welcome to the most iconic episode of the Cancelled Podcast that will ever happen. The icon, the myth, the legend, Trisha Paytas herself is on the Cancelled Podcast!
I love it.
I'm shook.
You're my first guest. That's the goal if my lawyers let me release this after we talk shit.
I know. I feel like this. Well, I've done so many podcasts that don't get released.
Really?
Yeah, like I've done like 3 podcasts in the past like month that like don't get released.
Dude, I swear to God, today I was like, God, what if we talk so much shit and my lawyers don't let me release it and then Trisha cancels me for being a fake bitch?
Oh my God, I'm just like, where's my phone recording this whole podcast?
Please.
No, I have to now. Every podcast I've been on, people like be editing it and stuff like that. I'm just like, oh my God, not that I care. I don't really care, but because it's you and you can edit me however you want. But
what's up when the last podcast being released? Just like chaos?
The last one was the last Frenemies. Like, we filmed the whole last Frenemies and it did get released. And then, like,
she already said the F word.
Yeah. And then. And there was, that's canceled. I got canceled right after that. Yeah, it was like everyone like loved me for like 9 months and then like boom, everyone hates me. That's why I was shocked. Trisha, I was like, I'm canceled now.
You are so convinced that the world hates you, but what I will say about you, we were talking about this yesterday. We are like cockroaches, especially you. You're my inspiration in that sense. No one is ever gonna take Trisha Paytas off the internet. And like shit happens, bro. Frenemies was so iconic, like, you know what I mean, like it was an iconic period of time. And like I fucking love you, and I think you are the most polarizing, iconic, inspirational figure on the fucking internet. Like, I when people said like, who do you want your first guest to be, I was like, Trisha or cancel the show.
That's like, crazy, because I know you're like really in right now, like you're very trendy, you're in with everybody. No, you are.
Don't
you're
hyper in with- up please God,
you're friends with all the TikTokers, the big YouTubers. Like, it's amazing. You go from David Dobrik to Bryce Hall in like one night, and I'm like, that's amazing.
In the same night.
I can't even. Night. I'm like, don't even remember. And that's, I'm like, iconic. Yeah, I think I did that. It's like, just I see a paparazzi photo, I'm like, I think I did that. I don't fucking know.
Your text this morning was literally like, I'm alive and awake, just so you know. I was like, okay.
No, because I knew that, like, I mean, obviously you've seen me in the past, even just like with Jeffrey video, stupid shit in the past. Like, I'm terrible at showing up to shit, and I wanted you to know, like, sure. I wouldn't miss this for the world. Old me would have, for sure. Like, slept straight through it, but I care so much about this today. I was up with bells on, but so nervous, so you guys.
You like, were, yeah.
Oh,
you were
sweating in the makeup chair.
You're just
like, you like texted me too. You're like, I'm nervous. Like, what? Like, you're the one popping. I'm like, I need this. Like, bring me on.
You're so ridiculous. No, you're an icon. This is, you're doing so much more. It's just us gassing each other up.
No, right.
Like, an hour of gassing.
Right.
Like, Trisha and I were literally talking about how everyone fucking thinks we like don't get along or whatever. And I'm like, we just really actually haven't had a chance to like super bond. We had our moments, but I mean, like,
no,
when
was your first bonding moment? It was at an award show, I remember, and I saw you in the bathroom, and you're like, oh my God, I hate this girl too. And I was like, oh, thank God. And I remember we like bonded over like hating somebody.
I remember that night I was wearing just like a stupid IMG dress, and Trisha told me I looked good. And it was, I'm not even kidding, I like, good things happened that night, but that's the only thing I remember. Like, I can't even. You.
No, I know. I love you, and I hate that people think that too. I'm like, oh my God, because we've never actually been on video together. We've met, but we've never been on video. We don't have any pictures.
We've never done a collab either.
The last time I saw you was when I was pretending to sleep on David's beanbag, and you were in the couch.
Is that the last time I saw you?
And you're like, I have a boyfriend, and they're like, who cares?
Holy shit!
That's all I remember. And I was like,
better days, better days. Things have really looked up from that fucking moment. Oh my God, I believe it. Drunk me, fucking, who knows?
No, you're everything. And the fact that you're only 23, I was like, oh my God, you told me you're 23. I was like, holy shit, that's crazy.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, she's lived like 5 lives.
Yeah. No, you really have, because I'm like, that's
Trisha, something. You can't even say I've lived 5 lives. You have lived every. I am so excited today to sit down and ask you all about your life. Like,
yeah, I'm so excited.
I just have so many questions, so many things I want to know about. I can't even. I mean, you were one of the first people I remember fully, like, blonde sun doll moment. Like, I saw some of your first videos. Hunter is not like very like internet.
Yeah, I'm all,
you know what I mean? Like, go savvy.
On YouTube.
And it's crazy to me, because it's like, I'm like, I'm obsessed. He walks in every day to me, like,
every
watching your
day.
Shit.
Some
like,
sort of thing.
Like,
really?
I just, yes.
You're
I,
the only one. You and 50,000 people.
No, Trisha. She's a fucking icon. I can't deal. But I mean, like, I'm so excited for him to hear all about your life today, too.
Yay.
Like, I'm so excited. I don't even know where I want to begin. I mean, I guess, obviously, just to accredit you, you are one of the first people on YouTube. You've been on YouTube probably the longest out of, like, everyone.
Yeah, I feel like me and, like, Smosh, like, all those people, like, 15 years. It was, like, Joey, Smosh.
15.
Yeah. Awesome. My first episode was, like, 2006. So.
Dude, and I swear to God, at, like, 6, 7, I'm ready to tap the fuck out. I don't even understand, like, 8 more years. And to just stay in the game. and be someone that everyone is talking about and everyone is obsessed with. And obviously we talk about our like roller coasters of people liking and hating us, but to just be such a polarizing figure for 15 years, like what?
I have like no other option. It's like this or street walking. Like I literally was a street walker for like 6 years. So I'm like, you know, let's just keep this going.
I'm not kidding. That was the first thing I said I wanted to ask you about today, was just everything you did like before this shit. I always say if I didn't do this, I would be a stripper in Vegas. It's not a funny joke. I would have ended up fully like selling every hole. You know, I mean, like, is that bad? Sorry.
But you get the coin now because no matter what happens, like, let's say you were like totally irrelevant tomorrow, which will like never happen. You could get the coin for being a featured dancer, a high-end escort. You'll get money just for being you. You know what I mean?
Dude, I really be seeing these like Instagram girls like making all their Fashion Nova brand deals, but then escorting on the side.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me. I'm like, dude, if I ever fall off, my manager's back here like, fucking shut up. But I mean, like, for real. I mean, like, I don't even know. That shit is crazy.
Did you talk about getting a new manager already or no?
Oh my, so Trisha.
We had the same manager for like a minute, for a month.
I love it. She's gone right into the goddamn tea.
Sorry. Look at you.
I have never publicly really, I mean, like I've said very PR nice things, you know, like I love David. He's the best manager in the world.
Yeah.
He found me at my absolute darkest place, like brink of suicide, terrible. And he's changed my life inside and out. But for a long time, you and I were managed by the same person. I'm scared to say anyone's name. We're going to get
sued. Yeah, we don't have to say it, but.
It is very crazy, though, to know like how much you've changed mentally towards your work, towards everything when she switched management.
I know. I think I like wake up for shit and shit now because I'm not like a depressed piece of shit because
you
shit.
Look great. Like when I saw you, I was just like, whoa, like actually amazing. Like you were here like literally before me, which is like on time. And then you have like all of this.
So surprised.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right. Because everyone always just says like, I waited for Tana for like a whole day and she never showed up.
I was like that for so long. Yeah. I mean, literally, today I was like, Trisha seen me cancel on everyone in the world. Like, I imagine she'd be on Twitter like, Tana just fucking like made me get ready. Like, I will be there.
4 hours.
But I mean, not even just that. I'm so excited. It's ridiculous.
I would have been excited to be canceled on. Like, I thought you were a catfish. Remember, I like you texted me and then I DM'd you and I was like, is this your number?
On Twitter, she literally, I texted her like, please come on my podcast. I want you to be my first guest. And she DMs me on Twitter like, I think someone's catfishing me. I don't know what you said.
No, because it was weird because you're like, I'm so excited. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Tana. Like, you're like, because you kept texting me like every day. And I was like, this is so weird. So then I'm like
following up. You're like, this is not fucking Tana.
Seriously. So I was like, wait, I feel like, because you're like, this is a new number. And I'm like, this sounds sketch. Like, you know, I get catfished all the time by people being like, this is like,
dude,
you know,
so
Ethan, whatever. Yeah.
It just happens.
Really?
They just
Because you had tweeted about it. So then I thought maybe someone's like messing with me or whatever.
No, I thought someone was messing with me. I'm like, Trisha's fucking, she's not going to show up. Literally, until you said you were parking, I was like, she's kind of fucking not.
No, I was so excited. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I was like, so excited. I follow you on OnlyFans. I follow you everywhere.
Trisha. That's so crazy to me. I always say, I don't even know if I would have ever started an OnlyFans if it wasn't for you. Really, like, first of all, I mean, no one ever really talked about money on OnlyFans, in my opinion, especially in the influencer space, until you like, hey, I'm making fucking bread off this. I'm not monetized. I'm making bread. And I remember being like, she could do it. I could do it.
Oh, you're probably 10 times more than me right now.
No, but
her issue, she doesn't ever post anything. Like,
but it doesn't even matter.
Yesterday,
it doesn't matter.
She posted a photo shoot from Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
July.
You're like,
ma'am?
That's like, iconic. I love that, though.
You know what? I mean, as long as it's my, like, titties or asshole or something, people will buy it.
You haven't shown the asshole yet. You haven't, like, spread it.
The way she knows that.
How do you know?
I watch. I subscribe. I buy those messages. I unlock.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you guys, OnlyFans a lot? Like, you actually like, I really
I
don't.
Watch people, yeah.
I really like,
you don't look at people.
I will if I'm like being nosy. Yesterday, this like TikTok kid put his asshole in there and I was like, I have to buy this.
Spread?
Yeah, fully. Yeah. I should find it for you. It was, can I expose him? It was bad Zach Clayton. He's a good friend of mine. I wanted
Zach,
to see the Gooch pic.
That's giving promo, actually. Yeah, honestly, so I want to check it out. Zach Clayton. I don't even know who that is. I'm so bad with so many people, but I'll look him up.
Are you like heavily into OnlyFans still?
Yeah, I post like every couple days on there.
Yeah,
I used to post every day.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's just insane. First of all, have you done like everything? I've seen a lot of your stuff on OnlyFans, but again, I'm not like going down the timeline, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Have you posted like pretty much everything, like crazy shit?
Yeah.
I want to collab.
Oh my God.
Imagine
yes.
when you fucking fucked Lena, I was like, I want to fuck Trisha.
Oh.
I want to fuck Trisha so bad. Like, imagine if we fucked.
I'm down.
Sorry, Moses. Moses no, my guess is like trying to get her.
No, like, he's like, girls are fine. But I never have that. He's like, girls are totally fine.
Love a girls are fine guy.
Yeah. For a couple of months, I did that. Like, are you single or you're dating someone now?
I'm dating someone.
Trisha, I'm fully in a relationship.
So you you don't fuck guys or anything on your. Oh, you wouldn't do that?
No.
Would you guys do it together?
I guess we would. I mean, I've never fucked a guy on my OnlyFans, but I have said. I would be sad in my career if I never had some sort of sex tape.
Like, yeah, you need it.
And the offers right now are absolutely
my fucking manager's also gonna, like, go do it. It's
sex
that
date.
Shit.
Oh, why aren't you?
That's what I said.
It's not gonna last pussy. Forever. You know what I mean? You could be me at 33, like, still begging for $5 for the open Trisha, peanut.
My manager's off camera, like, do you fucking hear this?
Yeah,
I mean, but true. Now's you're right. I guess I've just been apprehensive because it's like, I know it's a one and done. It's got to be, like, iconic. I want it to be, like, a Paris, like, just psycho moment. Mm-hmm. But
that.
I can't even. I really do want to do a sex tape.
It's so your brand.
Jake and I were going to do one for a really long time. We were going to, attempted to kind of, like, get around filming it. And then we were going to put it the way that both of us and I didn't, we didn't trust each other enough that we were going to put it into escrow and then, like, sign off onto it together and do it.
Smart.
And then we did. I kind of regret not doing it. I think it would have been iconic.
It's never too late, right?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I think, yeah. Jake, you could be somebody else.
But even just for money, it's not like you're, like, in love. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't think he
would. You don't think he would?
He's in the headphone right now saying,
I don't want to fuck him though either.
No, I thought you were all about it. No, he's not about it.
We're not on the best terms. But I mean, my boyfriend and I would definitely. I guess I would. I don't know.
You have to.
I love him. He's great. I'm scared of, like, a whole thing.
Well, you're, like, young, so it's, like, kind of risky. But it's your brand, so it makes sense.
I mean, true.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Regardless,
it's like Paris Kim. Like, you're on that level because you have, like, your own brand. So it's like,
gassing
you
know, me. Don't gas, like, her. Don't, like,
no,
I'm gonna go home.
You know,
like,
I hate everyone. No, I really do, like, hate everyone. I was telling you, I was like, I literally, like, hate everyone, but I, like, actually, like, love you because you've always been nice, like, through everything, like, you know, the whole. David, Jason, all that stuff. It's like you've always been, like, just so nice. So I was just like, I never had that. Like,
I mean,
a bad
there was
thing to
nothing.
Say.
I mean, you know me. It's not like I'm, like, a fake bitch. Like, if I didn't like you, I would definitely be like, fuck her. But yeah. I've always liked you because it's like, I think that there's a lot of things about us that are so similar. We're both just, like, we say what's on our mind. We're crazy. We're scandalous. Obviously, like, in my eyes, you were entirely the better version of anything I could ever be. But I just mean, like, that I fucking love you.
No, I know. I was like, no, you're the better version. You're 10 years younger. No. You're like,
she's
hotter.
So cap, like, the successful fucking rich icon. I can't do it. This is gonna be us just gassing her.
I know. Trisha, we should get into, like, dirt or something. Like, yeah, what's some like?
Oh, bitch, I'm ready.
Do we?
For
are you? Are you? Because I feel like you're so in now. You're, like, on top. Like, you shouldn't, like, try and get into drama or, like, bring yourself down. I feel like
the
coming down to my
I'm
level.
On top. I feel like I'm, like, falling off and need to do some. Like,
no. You're definitely on top. For sure.
Trisha, the way that she was just on the most viral podcast of this century, and it's like, you're on top. I'm like, I hope mine does 1/1000th of
the. But that's what I'm saying. Dead. And within a day, I went to the bottom of the barrel again. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. You need to cash in now.
That's, like, more like mentally for you. You felt like you were going to the bottom.
No,
like,
it was
reality,
like, legit.
You were killing regardless.
No, my channels are like 70,000 views. I was getting, like, you know
Stop.
What I mean? Which is fine.
No, but
it's up and down.
Like, 8 videos in a day, and everyone's watching them all. Like, and you don't edit them at all. I'm spamming. I wish I could not edit like you, but I just be like, I'm not an icon. Like,
that's just
like
lazy.
I just stare at the camera for like 8 minutes. Like, what do I, you know what I mean? Like, what do I fucking do? Like,
no,
like,
you're good though.
No, I mean, obviously I think I'll always be in and out of scandals. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even look at it right now. Like, I need to be good. Like, I just know it's coming. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
But you know, like, not a shit person. It's not like you're doing things that are illegal. You know, I feel like your scandals are always like you based. You know what I mean? Which is good.
They're entirely her fault.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's good. Yeah. They're always because of you.
That's true.
Hurting
not,
other
like,
people.
Yeah, I don't want like children or anything weird. Who should we cancel? We're here like fucking, we're here.
Right.
I don't know, Trisha. I mean, I want to just ask you about literally everything in your life. Okay. I'm so you and Moses. That's what I'm just interested in, like the wholesome shit kind of. How are you
wholesome
guys?
Shit.
You're
we're
getting
good.
Married soon.
Yeah.
He's excited. Here today.
The American
Alliance.
Yeah.
Are you guys, do you ever want to do like I know a lot about your history with like you want to have kids that there's like, you know, like whatever, which I mean like, That's crazy within itself. Would you ever adopt? Do you guys want to do something?
I would adopt. I don't know if they'll let me. Like, you can't like adopt if you have like a mental illness. So like, I think there's like a lot of evidence that says I have a mental illness.
It's really the way I've always wanted to adopt, and I think you just told me that. I don't want to have kids. I can't.
You'll change your mind.
No. I mean, I don't want to be pregnant. I like the idea of pregnancy terrifies me so much.
You don't want to monetize it?
Like, well.
Just you.
Right now.
No, but I would adopt.
Yeah, pregnancy,
like I
want to
have like an Angelina Jolie moment. I want to go save the children.
I think you need to do like, I think cool. You're on the turnaround, so I think you'll be able to do it. Maybe don't do the sex tape if you're going to do that.
Oh, really?
Because I think they look down upon that. I don't know why, but I do know they look down upon like sex workers for some reason.
Whoa.
I don't know why.
That's
what I heard.
Sad. Yeah. That's so crazy.
I've looked into adoption and they're like so strict.
Really?
Yeah, they're like,
well,
crazy.
Damn, I know if her fucking rich ass can. I can never. I can't. Trisha, that's another thing I'm so curious about is money, because I think that, first of all, like, Like, obviously, you know, I like the flex culture. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I love rich shit and whatever. But when I look at me in comparison to you, I'm like, I like, she's so fucking
you
rich.
You say that with everybody, but it's like you went to JoJo's house and said that. But I was like, no, you're a baller.
JoJo's fucking richer than anyone.
No, your OnlyFans is probably making you like, what, like $1 million a month or
it
something,
would
right?
If she actually posted. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah, it does on months where I'm good. Like, for sure, I could definitely make like a million or a couple million. But then that's obviously amazing. Sometimes I'll take a, like, I just never like to do things when I'm not super like into it because I don't want it to be too forced. Yeah. Like I don't want to schedule content for OnlyFans with IG baddies. Like I'm like, I want to take pictures of my ass when I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting back into it and it's
we're doing something really cool with it right now, actually. Ooh. Like a little Tana Gone Wild type feel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, look at him.
What is it? What is it? Like, what are you doing? Like, flashing people or
like
what?
Well, obviously, yes. It's more just like, should I absolutely can't put on YouTube like the porny side of my vlogs, the crazy shit.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because I'm excited, though, for like a little BTS. Is your OnlyFans subscription or is it like?
It's subscription. It's like $5 a month. Yeah.
But that's what I'm, so I'm doing. Like a, no, that's
but you
hard.
Do like a wall and then people can like buy on top of the wall.
I have a free one, too. So okay, that cool. One's
that's
a wall.
What I'm doing like, that's what I want to do is do it like a subscription.
They actually told me the guy on OnlyFans was like, yeah, Tana's like free page like kills it. And I was like, oh, I want a free page. Like, I started it too. I like, yeah.
It's so crazy that, like, how much you know, like, shit. Like, I just, oh, yeah. I can't. I just, I'm mind blending.
Do you think your OnlyFans is, like, worth it?
You know what? I do. Okay. Like, you can. It's tame, like, right, compared to, like, but it's also more risque than some people. Some people just aren't bikini or whatever. Like, you are more risque. Yeah. It's tame, though. But I feel like, yeah, if you were, like,
going in.
Trisha, yeah.
You can.
You talk about it, so yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I want to just get more and more wild with it over time. Yeah. I never want to be like stagnant and not give people what they deserve. I have a question for you guys.
No, feel free
I'm
to
terrified.
Ask. That's what I'm here for.
Are you guys getting enough?
Depends on what you're talking about.
I could be getting more.
The way that I literally sound like a like sex telemarketer. I bet you'd love more, right?
Of course. What do you have to offer?
Seriously, a good dicking right now?
My dad watches this podcast.
I'm sorry. Well, adamandeve.com wants to give you guys more.
Okay.
With great. 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Love to
so
hear it.
So all the viewers have to do right now
tell
is...
them.
So all the viewers have to do right now to get their 50% off one item and free shipping. It's not hard. The only thing that won't be hard when
it's
you're using
not
Adam.
Hard.
It's not hard.
The only thing that's not hard with Adam and Eve. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. A day-to-day butt plug even, right?
I'm good on those.
Hunter's good on day-to-day butt plugs. He's got a whole lineup of...
That's not why I'm good on them.
Who says Brooke and I don't have a day-to-day butt plug?
No, you guys do.
Brooke says that, actually. Well, not yet I don't, but I'm about to go to adamandeve.com.
Yes, you are.
So just go over to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code TANA at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Go to checkout at adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's T-A-N-A, TANA, at adamandeve.com. Get your butt plugs. But I want to hear about, I'm curious, when it comes to, no, this isn't even that bad. Finances, do you say, like, are you, explain to me, are you spending everything every second? Like, what, I just want to know, like, because I, like, I love this life. You can't die with money. Like,
yeah, agreed.
I agree. Like, I, don't get me wrong, I think, like, obviously I'm being forced by 1,000 people to be smart and whatever, but I mean, like, not forced, like, rightfully guided, but I mean, like, I love the way that you live. Do you, like, have you always been this way?
Yeah, I love spending money. I love it. Like, my last music video, I spent like $250,000 on just for fun.
Yeah, I literally saw a clip on TikTok.
Yeah.
It looked like the coolest video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, we just like knocked off My Chemical Romance. They did like this whole like army thing. Yeah,
I just
like,
love that you do whatever the fuck you want.
I love spending money.
The way that I want to talk to, just to randomly transition, it just made me think about this, your gender identity. Yeah. I like, it is so cool to me that you just will be whatever and do whatever, because I'm pansexual. So I always have said, like, I'm into whatever. And people always think I'm bisexual. I just let them go. I don't care. But I just mean, like, I don't care what you are, who you are. I love you and whatever. And so I love that, like, you are just like, I identify as like what, you know, just
I love.
How does that work?
I love being non-binary. If I had kids, I would have like no gender. Like, I love having no gender. You know,
Like the human themselves.
You get to decide. You get. It's your life. It's your.
I feel like people always criticize, like, especially like young kids. Like, that's a boy toy. That's a girl toy. You know, like, you know, that's a girl toy. I hate it. Like, you know, I became like really femme, like presenting, because, like, you know, it's like it gets people to click and whatever. So I'm like, ooh, big boobs. You know what I mean? But like, that's not me. Like, normally I look like, you know, I look like a boy. Like, my nails, whatever. I'm like biting my nails all the time now. Like, I just love being that too. So I like switch. I'm gender fluid.
I literally love that. I've been trying to like learn a lot more about that from like Demi too, like the way that they're just like doing their own thing.
And I love TikTok for that, because like we didn't know non-binary. Like, I'm 33, so like, you know, when you're like, when I was a kid, like, there was like not non-binary.
Yeah, it's all like new. I think everyone's learning so much right now. As long as you're open to like learning and like growing, I think it's like so amazing.
I
think you've done so much for me too, to like show me like what, like how to, you know, how to call what people need to be called and their pronouns. And all this stuff. And it's really, really cool.
What do you identify as?
He, him.
He, him, straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the most normal, like, not normal, but I mean, the way I just be canceling myself. That's not what I mean.
I was like, just
you're like the unicorn now, because so many people are, you know what I mean? Like, exploring everything. So that's like,
he really is maybe the only person in my friend group
that like identifies. Like,
like, I can't. And I'm
we love
like,
that too. We love straight people. Yeah. We love everybody.
All my friends, whatever they want to be, is so cool.
Yeah. I love it. I used to be like, oh, I hate straight people, but now I love straight people. I'm back to that, because I used to only like queer. And now I'm like, okay, no, straight people I love too. I can't discriminate. Because I would, you know, I hated like cis straight men for so long. I was just like, oh my God, they're the worst.
But. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm still on that. I don't even know. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
You have to say something to get canceled. That's the podcast. I'm so excited to see what you say on here, because I feel like you have such a mouth. You know what I mean?
Pretty damn sure.
But like, you rein it in lately. And so I was like, oh,
you need think to,
like, so? Yeah.
Wow, that's honestly sweet.
I feel like, the last, like, your tweet to like about Tristan was like the last like old Tana thing I saw. And I was like, oh, I like this.
Yes. Oh my God. My first podcast was like an apology to True, literally.
Oh,
like
to True, okay.
Yeah, like their kid. I was like, I didn't mean to drag the kid into it, but I couldn't fucking feel. Chloe was coming for me. Yeah. She just hung out with the Stan account that was like canceling me the other day, and I was like, you gonna just get lunch with this Twitter stan that came for me? Okay, now I'm just starting it all over again.
One more time.
Stop. It probably has nothing to do with me. I'm just assuming.
But that's weird. Like, why who hangs out with Twitter like that? That's weird. I don't get it.
Just interesting. Just funny. I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with me. I'm just being self-obsessed. But when it comes to TikTok and the internet, how do you feel like TikTok? I mean, do you, like, I didn't even think, I thought you'd always be like, fuck TikTok, never even get on it. You know what I mean?
I know,
like,
I love it.
And I love how present you are on TikTok. Do you like it more than YouTube? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it more because my YouTube, I don't know what to do on YouTube. You know, I do the same thing, which is like eating, which is like fun or whatever, but like I don't have ideas anymore for YouTube. TikTok's fun because like people give you ideas, you know? You
just entirely.
Yeah, it's like just creating like your own memes.
Way
more
raw. You can just throw a video up and just let it go and do its thing.
More visibility, like way more people see it.
I just follow you. They can just be anyone on your feed.
Yeah. And I'm so, I live for it.
ADHD. Like I have such bad ADHD, so I'm always like just like, you know what I mean? Just 1,000 ideas, 1,000 things at once. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll always love YouTube because it's like, you know, like what gave me anything I'd ever have and shit like
you
that.
You can't like leave YouTube.
I know. Which
you kind of have.
Slowly, like, easing her way out.
I'm actually back. Yeah.
I miss it. It's really just editing, like, and trying to like get you. It's just so much more.
Just get an editor. I mean, I don't have an editor, but just get an editor for you.
They all suck. I'll cancel. I'll cancel every editor.
Every person. She does not. She is so particular with her work.
I'm psycho. Yeah. I don't know.
That's like good. Yeah.
I just feel like people don't like, I don't know, but maybe I'm just being too crazy. It's not like I'm known for high quality editing or high quality.
No, yours is good. Yours is good. Like, yeah, I don't edit. I can't edit the same way.
But is it ever crazy to you to think about where you came from YouTube all the way to now to TikTok? Like, when I think about like, the way I first like really started watching you was your shit with like Shane and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to come from
now. Yikes and canceled.
Talk about Shane now. I really? Can't even deal. Like I don't know. That time of life was very interesting.
Yeah. Do you ever comment on it? Like your scandal, like getting pee, like you peed on him when you were like 18 or something,
or
were you
17? I don't even know.
Wait, really?
No fucking.
That was like crazy.
Harry Jowsey texted me yesterday and was like, "You fucking peed on Shane Dawson." I was like, "Kind of."
How old were you?
I really don't. The way it's like, I don't.
Bro, you were not 18.
Like, I don't. I kind of do feel like I was 18, but let's say I was like 18 in a day. I don't even know.
It's not on you though. Like that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff is never on. Like of course you're 17 and you want to be like you love Shane and you just like want to. You know what I mean?
Oh,
even
I was
18,
just,
like
he
whatever.
Was my idol. Like yeah. Like, and I now like it is a strange thing to look back on. You definitely. I was saying this to you before. I've always just lived my life very crazily. I think we're similar in that sense. Like we just grew up in a very crazy, turbulent way, and we live life so crazy. And then it's like you kind of wake up one day and you're like. Maybe these things all weren't like normal.
Yeah.
Like they're strange. And I'm not trying to like cancel anyone for anything because I don't have any room, but it is very.
No, but you so do. Like, I like that you're coming around to this because you're actually still young to like think, you know this kind of stuff and like realize it. But I like that you say something because you are known as being so wild. And I am too. Like, you know, when you're open and you're very sexual, people just think they can like do and say whatever.
And people really will. True. I've you know? Realized how much people will discredit, I guess. Trauma or just crazy shit or like whatever when you are wild. You really did like open my eyes to a lot of that. I on Frenemies, you said something about like, you're like, I hope she doesn't like, you know what I mean? Like go so crazy and wake up one day and like be so broken or like something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like, it was a very like eye-opening thought to me. And then like, it is wild. It's funny too, because this, I wish I could just say it. Should I just say it? It's kind of fucked up.
Bleep it, cancel. Just
should
say
I
it.
Just, should I just say it? I guess we'll cut it out. But, this YouTuber, I don't know if I was 17 or 18. I was like on the brink, but I was at a Playlist Live and they were like trying to hook up with me. And it's something I never even like thought of again. You know what I mean? It was just like, and obviously it was like an older guy and whatever, but I mean, we're friends now. And like, I'm not saying I should, it's right. It's not right. It's entire, but I don't know if I was 17 or 18 and I don't know if anything so bad ever happened to where it's like condemning them. It was more just like a flirty weird encounter or whatever. And a couple weeks ago, I got a call from that, should I say it?
I was doing an article.
That Gabby Hanna was trying to sell to them that this YouTuber like hooked up with me when I was like underage and that it was fucked up. And I was like, what if this was my trauma? Is this fucked up to say? Or like, what if this, it was so insane to me. I don't, cause after all the Escape the Night shit, I wasn't like super in it. Like obviously it was an experience and you know, I could have a lot of shit to say.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, I liked a Joey Graceffa tweet about what, you know, like, you know, just impertinence to like his video or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get this call. Gabby Hanna called me and said, this YouTuber was trying to hook up with you when you were 17.
I hate that.
I didn't even think about the fact. I was like, damn, well, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess that could be something that could be, but it's mine to like have or not have.
You cannot bring someone else's trauma public. Like, no. If you've never talked about it, if you're friends with this person, like, regardless of how, like,
entirely.
How wrong it was. Ew.
Yeah.
No. Okay, no, ew. Like, I'm sorry. There are like, there's like, I don't know. That's like the one person, like, I actually think is like vile, like, disgusting. Like, I, you know what? Like, I'd rather like lick David Dobrik's nuts than like ever see that girl again.
Oh,
like, Like, I would rather, like, she's vile. And then, like, hearing that stuff makes me, like, it really makes me just so upset. Like, I hate that.
The series was a very interesting standpoint. I mean, I always will keep up and, like, watch, like, tea spill and crazy shit and shit, you know? But I don't know. Like, I don't actually know a lot about your guys. It's like, what's her problem? Or just should I not even ask? I don't know.
No, I mean, literally the thing was that she told Jason I had, like, herpes. I never, like, we were not friends. But then her whole series was proving that we were friends, like, before she told Jason I had herpes. She told my herpes.
You know, she just has every text from, like, fucking, like, 2012.
She does. She put it all out there. And it was just, like, me being nice to her from, like, till in 2017. And then me being, like, fuck off after 2017. And she's, like, and then I went on her podcast to try to be cool with her. But that girl's, like, she's, like, delusional. But also, like, scary. Yeah. Because, like, obviously with the Jesse Smiles thing, she used her R word. And then that is, like, gross. It's so gross. And, you know, like, yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to update super. Obviously, Joey and Daniel and I were on Escape. That's really my only, like,
connection.
You know, connection to the situation. Because we're just very different people, Gabby and I. Like, we had very similar online presences. But it's funny.
No, girl. Even, not even close.
Like, well, not even. Like, story time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like.
I think she wanted to maybe be you, but not. Not even. You are not.
No, but I mean, yeah. That
was the first thing. And that's what's so funny. She thinks I talk shit about her, everyone. But, like, you were like, it was the first thing we talked about was, like, you just came up to me and, like, I hate Gabby Hanna, too. And I was just like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
This,
like,
was right after, I think, the first Escape the Night. And shit went. Shit was just crazy. I mean, like, obviously you see both sides. It was just clearly, like, just not a hostile environment. And I remember on my first Escape the Night, I was definitely a piece of shit. I was late to everything. This was major depressive, young ass, stupid.
But you're 18.
Like, whatever. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't want to make excuses because I could have been better. Yeah. It was my first big production. But I mean.
But 18 on a reality show is, like, stressful. Were you probably younger?
But
were you 18?
I don't know. I think I might have been 18 because I remember a lot of the guys on the show trying to fuck me. So, I mean.
People are. I guess a little more age appropriate if you're 18 and they're, like, in their 20s. But.
No, but I remember actually literally crying to Joey. Like, shit's. It was. I'm not trying to, like. I'm scared of getting sued by Gabby.
Don't worry. She's not doing anything.
It was a crazy.
She's, like, struggling. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, the truth, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when people are like, I'm going to sue this person. Like, you know, if it's the truth, you know, it's the truth. It's just what it is.
No, I was really, like, in YouTube for so long. It really, honestly, I'm not even going to lie. Until you were on Frenemies, really just. Unafraid to, like, talk your shit about people. It almost reignited a new fire in me to be like, I was so afraid for so long of, like, just telling the truth about shit. It could be the cold hard truth, but I'm like, A, people aren't gonna believe me. I'm Tana fucking Mojo, I'm psycho. B, I get so scared of people, like, where it's like, I could say, like, you know, Gabby and I didn't have the best time on Escape the Night. You know, there were moments where we were friends. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and act like we were never friends, but I'm saying, like, I was scared to even just, like, say something like that because I'm like, what if she finds our text from 2015 and cancels me or anyone in that case? I was so afraid of even just not doing a podcast for so long. I was like, I'm going to talk my truth about so much. And I was so afraid of so many people.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Even if you're telling the truth, you still feel, like, wrong by saying it.
That's what's fucked up. Yeah, but that's what's so sad. And I'm glad people are, like, saying, like, the truth and stuff, like, and coming forward because I think, like, people are so scared. Mm-hmm. I think it just comes, especially because you are young and you are in that world still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm 33. Like, I'm not in that world. I can say this stuff. Like, who fucking cares? But if you see these people at a party, it's, like, awkward. It's, like, weird. You know what I mean? But also,
that's
like,
true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I guess
COVID, everyone's, like, even more down to say anything. So you're like, I'm not going to see this person.
Yeah, right.
Me just, like, fly.
No, I'm talking. I saw myself there. My lawyer's off camera like, good job.
It's so good. No, but I think, like, overall, I think you have a pretty good people around you. I feel like I got super broken. Like, I developed, like, schizophrenia when I was, like, 31, which I, like, never had. And I think it's because, like, I was the same. Like, at 6 years old, I was, like, molested by, like, a teacher. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
too.
Full on. Really?
When I was in high school, yeah.
So, and then.
Yeah, Hunter and I have, like, talked a lot about that. It's such a crazy thing to me. Obviously, I've been, like, taken advantage of by people, but at such a young age, the way that can shape your brain.
Yeah, and you think it's.
But you didn't realize until when? Later along.
I thought it was fun, like, to me.
I thought the,
like,
same exact thing.
You're like, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a kid in high school. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
It's chill.
Yeah, like, I'm just,
and
like, hooking up.
And then, like, when people start being like, yo, you know what's actually not chill? Like, that wasn't okay.
Yeah. And you're like, no, it's fun. Like, I'm still in therapy. I'm like, I seriously have no trauma from it. Like, it's
crazy. Wow, I need your therapist.
But it's so.
I'm like, you're just out here deleting trauma. My nightmares be going dummy.
No, like, but that's good. You, like, recognize it as trauma. For me, because even, like, your age, even 23, you know, I was just doing, like, the most with the most people and thinking, like, everything's cool. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, but.
I still will catch myself being like that. But now I will look back at a lot of shit from, like, 15 to 18 and be like, that. A lot of that wasn't chill.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And you, like,
it's good,
I'm
It's too. Good to recognize it for you. And it's also good when you talk about it because I think just more people see it. Like, I remember you did a TikTok talking about it and I was like, oh, this is so cool that, like, she can, like, see it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to start crying.
Every person person yeah. realizes it so late or in different times.
Yeah.
And like once you're able to start coming to terms with like, this wasn't okay, this was, like, you know, whatever it is, then you're like able to start healing from it. But until you get to that point, you
I never was in therapy until I was like 29. Yeah. I had to go to like a mental hospital before. Like I had to be like forced into therapy and medication.
Therapy's
and
so hard too. Finding the right therapist is so the hard. Whole thing.
And
too.
Reliving the trauma is like,
That's like, that was always my biggest thing. You know what I mean? I was just like, God, I already went through it. I don't want to relive it. But it's like, you have to like kind of get past it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I don't know your full story, but I know like you talked about like just stuff with your parents, stuff like that. And I was just like, okay, like I feel like, especially your childhood and stuff like that, I know there's like dark shit there. And I was just like, damn, she really did good though. You know what I mean? And you're really doing
well. I love you. I'm still really trying to process the childhood like demons. It's still so hard for me because it's so weird. I don't speak to my parents at all at this point. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like it's a very interesting situation trying to process that. Yeah. Like, just all of that kind of stuff.
That's hard unto itself. Yeah, you know? Sure.
Yeah.
Entirely. I went a long time without talking to my dad and, you know, I was angry at my mom in high school.
Your
stuff
mom's
like
an icon. Oh. Well, I mean, that was probably not a good time.
No.
Your whole family's such a fucking
icon.
Yeah,
now they're icons for sure. But there was like a moment when you like go through it.
But I love that. I look at that. Yeah. It's so dope that you were able to get to a point and now you kind of like do shit with her and stuff like that.
I love it. You never know. I mean, you could get a relationship and then you might not, you know, it's up to you.
You never know. Whatever. I think no matter what happens, it'll happen.
But you don't have to either. You know what I mean? If they're awful, they can change. You never know. My dad did a 180. He used to have like a huge anger management problem, like all this crazy shit. And now he's like goes to church like a saint. Like it's just weird.
That's awesome that he like changed. Took the step to, you know, want to change. So that was always kind of my thing. One of the things I just feel like the biggest life lesson for me was just like, you cannot change someone who does not want to be changed. You know what I mean? Like they have to take that step. Obviously, it's a very just like corny, generic life lesson, but it's the truth. Like no one, you know what I mean? You can never force someone to be
changed. But also, like, even if he's changing, doesn't mean you have to like, you know, forgive. Exactly. Like that could be entirely for them. Like my dad, I don't talk to either. And like, he's doing the same thing. He's going to church, doing that. I'm
right.
Like,
I'm the like, Hunter's air quotes.
Yeah, you know? Going to church.
Fuck this guy.
Going.
But like, I'm like, yeah, he's still not a good guy to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, good for you, but like, we're good here.
You don't need to forgive anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
1,000%, even if it's your parents.
This summer, my dream trip is to go to Mykonos with the sugar daddy.
I could set it up, baby.
I think we're going to Lollapalooza as well.
We are going to Lollapalooza next week, and we'll need some headphones on our trip. That's whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're listening to porn in public you're streaming Nessa Barrett's new song about Josh Richards on TikTok, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. I take my Raycons on the jet. I take them to the gym when I go once a year. I love my Raycons. Okay. I've got my Raycons right here, and I think that when I think about all other wireless earbuds, these are pretty sexy.
I like those a lot.
I'd say the other
AirPods. Way better. Way
I'd say the other headphones are.
Canceled.
Check this one out, you guys. Raycon is offering 15% off of all of their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Tana. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal. You'll want to grab a pair and spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Tana. buyraycon.com/Tana. Get your Raycons. Thank you to Raycon for sponsoring this podcast. Yeah. So, I mean, as much as reliving all of our childhood trauma is great, there's something on this table. That means so much to me.
I'm so excited.
So Hunter's, you can just tell.
You don't know what this is?
He's not a fishy. Oh my God. Like I.
Oh my God, fishy from like 2009.
Trish like fish. Okay. Fans are fishies. I'm a fishy. You're right, a fishy now.
I'm a fishy now. Okay.
I don't think I've said that since like 2011.
Okay, I'm so why am I like this? I'm a stalker. No. But.
Oh my God.
Trisha eats these. Tell me specifically what they are before I have some scandal for just fucking this up. Who even knows? I mean.
Right. They're Korean fried cheese. Like they're Korean cheesy dogs. And a lot of people do ASMR. You can like bite into it. Or you can just go away from the camera if you don't want to be like annoying with it. Yeah.
No, I think we both accept being.
Like this girl I was kind of dating and she was doing something with like ASMR videos.
She does full ASMR. It's iconic. Hunter fully was like fucking an ASMR icon.
Oh my God. Is she popping on it?
Yeah. She gets a lot of views, I think.
Is she in Canada or is she here?
She's here.
Oh, look at you. You're like narrowing it down.
People are going to
go through
this.
People are going to go through this following. Like, no, they're going to know. I love names. I love
names. We got to name more names. This is fun.
I know this is good.
If they're evil, if they're like bad people, I feel like that's why I'm my thing on Friday. Yeah. Like, if they're bad people, or like at least you take accountability, maybe they're not bad people, but you need people to get called out, like, then you can.
I mean, anyways. But I love that entirely. Anyways.
Bryce Hall kind of changed, I feel like. We used to call him on Frenemies, and then I feel like he kind of, like, I see you hang out, I'm like, I feel like he kind of changed a little bit.
I'm just, like, with him, and she somehow, like, likes me, which I don't even know why. And she's like, he's changed. No, I'm kidding.
He DM'd me once to, like, come on Frenemies, and I felt like he was, like, a good person. Like, I could sense a little something and not, like, an asshole vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just telling her this off camera. Obviously, at the time I was being hypocrite, I had no room to try to condemn anyone, but I fully tried to cancel Bryce Hall. I was like, he's the worst. But then, I mean, we were just young and, like, dumb. And, like, you know what I mean? And then I got to know Bryce and a lot of the shit. And he's had a harder life, I think, than a lot of people. Obviously, they just see, like, the Addison Rae shit, and they assume he's just, like, this TikToker. But he's actually been through some shit.
Yeah.
And he's pretty smart. And, like, I like who Bryce is lately and now and, like, whatever.
And you can cancel people. Just because you're canceled doesn't mean you can cancel people.
See, that's the advice I need.
That's important.
If anyone knows who should be canceled is someone who's canceled. You know what I mean? Like, I see my behavior in people, and I'm like, they need to also be canceled. Like, I did this, and you do this, too. Should we
read the Jersey Court? All the time, Trisha's ever, like, canceled me for some dumb ass shit. She's like, I see that.
But you know, and I feel like I've always just, like, seen me, you know what I mean? Like, with all this stuff, like, but you're doing it 10 times better. Like, I was, like, fucking, like, D-list celebrities. You're actually going for, like, TikTokers, rappers, like, you know,
I've had my fair share of D-list. Don't you worry, shorty. Don't say
that. Names, you know what I mean? Like, I feel
these
like
usually the ones that aren't
names. Okay. Those are the ones I'm just telling
the
people.
Same
that
the ones okay. that she are you reps, kidding?
Like, no, but
mine's like Z-list. Like, nobody knows who they are.
No, literally, I'm like, you look like you eat cigarettes. Fuck me right now. I'm terrible. I'm taking my boyfriend's gonna kill me. But I'm
all right. So, what are these flavors here? What are we doing?
Trisha eats these so iconically. I've never really done an ASMR eating moment, but I want you to teach me like I want you to teach me right now how to like eat this shit like a hot bitch.
Yeah, let's do it. Is this hot Cheetos on? I've actually never seen this one. Is it the hot Cheeto thing?
Oh my god, it looks like hot Cheetos.
Yeah, so this is mozzarella. This is
no way she knows.
Is this like cinnamon on the outside?
That's like powdered sugar.
Oh my god.
And then that's like potatoes. And I guess that's like a hot Cheeto. I don't know. I've never seen this red on it before. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just like
should
on.
I put it here?
All right.
Sure.
Are these sauces for it?
Oh,
do you dip it in a sauce?
Oh, I've never seen that
sauce,
one.
Right?
No, I don't eat sauces, but like go for it.
She eats her burgers plain.
No.
I know so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she literally eats her burgers fully plain.
I know. I eat everything so plain, but I love food.
I'm like a mustard and ranch whore.
Really?
Everyone
grab one.
I love hot Cheetos.
Okay.
So okay, ranch? You don't like ranch?
No.
That is so
I wouldn't take you as a ranch girl.
Really?
All right.
No, I die. Wait, I'm so excited. Okay, see that? It's the noise she automatically makes. It just comes out of her. Wait, okay, but I want to try it.
Oh my god.
Wait. Get close.
Well, okay, wait. I'm just going to get close. She's teaching me a lot. She's making me a lot of money. She teaches me how to make more OnlyFans money, too.
I feel like if they were hotter, they definitely could be a little bit better.
Yeah, when they're warm, they pull. Yeah, so you're not getting a pull, but they're still gonna
pull. I love the terminology. Wait, oh my god. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a very bougie version. Of course it is, because Trisha's bougie. Mm-hmm. I have like a mozzarella stick on a stick.
It's like corn.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm learning. I've only ever just been obsessed with watching eat them. I want to wait.
They're really good.
Is this like one spot in LA that people go for this?
There's
like
a chain now.
Oh, beautiful.
Because of Trish.
Legit, we're
like, I have equity.
I should, honestly. No, but like if you eat them in the car when they're like piping hot, they're like, that's what
I die. That's literally, oh my god, I can't with you. Everything that you did. Fucking Domino's Swarovski the other day. I was showing my man.
Oh, yeah. I was
the
like,
VIP
what?
Domino's.
Yeah.
I live for Domino's too. I just love
me
food.
Too. I die for Domino's.
Good thing we didn't have it. Last, you know, I felt whatever. This is so cool. I'm sorry, I'm really excited.
She's so fucking cute.
No, I swear to God, like, and I'm not trying to like make fun of Pete. Like, obviously, I have schizophrenia too. But I swear to God, sometimes I hear voices, and like, literally, it's like, oh, you're here, and I was like, yeah, this is so cool. So I like heard a voice right there. And
wait,
I'm so
I kind of love that. Hi, Trisha's voice.
I'm on medication for it. Sometimes really? I still hear voices, and they're like, oh, you're here, and I was like, yeah, I love
Trisha,
it.
Trisha, for you.
Sorry.
That's no, cool, why? Sorry, I don't. Oh, I love you for exactly who you are. So don't please yeah. don't ever.
So
I. But beyond that, at the same time, I think that obviously. There's the fun side of it, but kind of battling that, like while you're in an entire online presence, and then like you know what I mean. Like here, obviously, like I fucking love who you are, but if there was ever a moment, like you know what I mean, what is that like battling that on a day-to-day basis?
It's new. It's so new.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And like I developed it at a time when it came to light at a time when I was like so happy and content. Like I was like on the internet, I was making money, like got engaged, like everything was going good, and like the voices started getting like worse, and like they changed from.
That one's really
do
good.
Do we share
potato?
Food? I don't know.
Oh, I was like, do you want me to take this from
you? Mic?
Do you want some? The potato moment's yum. Can I try this one?
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Dude, this had spicy stuff on it, so I was like a little nervous, but it's good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Kind of
yum. Hot keto.
So you said it came like recently in like the COVID time or like when you're like at home, like kind of dealing with mm-hmm. more stuff?
Yeah, like in
That's
January.
The best one. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
I'm
so no, you're good. No.
My ADHD's jumping out.
Well, my voices are jumping out, so I'm listening to that.
Hey,
and you.
We're on here, but at least we're not using them to be shit people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you have ADHD?
Crippling.
My God, and then Gabby over here being like, I'm ADHD. That's why I was such an asshole. I was like, really? Because Tina's always been so freaking nice. I didn't know you had ADHD, but.
You know, I mean, I've been an asshole in the sense of my ADHD making me like late and terrible and not motivated.
That's
but
different,
I mean,
though. You're not like a vicious person. You're right. Not like vile, like trying to ruin like yeah. someone's life.
I hate you.
Yeah.
It's my ADHD.
No, yeah. You're not like exploiting people's like traumas and yeah. all but stuff like that.
Truly kind of crazy. But yeah. to circle back, Trisha, I think yeah. that I mean, there are very few people who are open about battling schizophrenia on a platform. And I just said to you, even like you being so open about traumas and stuff like that and about things not being okay, truly inspired me to be able to be better about that and yeah. to be open and shit like that. But for you to be open about something like that too, it's just like, it's crazy. Do you ever meet fans that like go through stuff like that too? Is that like,
oh yeah, thing? Like a lot more people than you think. And again, TikTok, like not to be up like Gen Z's ass or anything, but like TikTok is really good with that kind of stuff. You know, yeah. people talking about non-binary, borderline, like all that stuff like that. It's like, it's really, really cool. Cause like mm-hmm. no one talked about it before, you know? Definitely. So I thought something was just like wrong with me. And then I was like, oh, you know, but like I was untreated for so long. That's why I talk mm-hmm. about it so much, because yeah, like you can have like really bad case of ADHD and it can cause you to, but you have to get it like treated. Like you can't yeah. just blame it. You know what I mean? You have
it's
to like get help.
Really cool when you're yeah. able to start speaking about it, like I speak about mental health as well. And mm-hmm. I think doing that just changes the messages you get as well. You mm-hmm. know, now people are more comfortable talking about what's going on mm-hmm. in their life.
I think when you really start yeah. being crazy, you know? Open about all the like, sorry.
To yeah, no, yeah. perfect. Exactly sorry. What you're saying. Yeah,
no, but it's true because you can be both. Like, you know, yeah. you can be like a mess and have, but also like coping with mental, you know what I think? It's like good because I think, you know, if people are more open about it, I think it's a good thing.
My favorite thing about Trisha is the speed that she talks at. I watch every single YouTube video at 2x speed. And right now she's like talking and I'm just like, I'm up to it.
You it's everything. Speed and like,
I just
want to
take
it
all in. I liked that you always kept it real about who you liked and didn't like on frenemies and stuff like that. And like,
I hate when people like think I don't like you because you're like the one person that like I can't judge because you are so open about things. And that's why when like Ethan did that Instagram versus reality thing, anything, when people are like, oh, her angle's here, I was like, she's so honest about like Facetune, about all this stuff like that. Like, I just
hate. I appreciate that from you because obviously I've had my moments where I look back and I'm like, I could have been more honest. But I'm not gonna lie, when I look at, because I mean, like we were talking about earlier, so, like there's so many times where people think that we like hate each other or whatever. And I'm yeah. like, no, dude, Trish is just fucking brutally honest. And if someone's doing some lack shit, she's gonna call them out. And there are yeah. times that Trish has called me out for some shit like Facetuning, creating a false beauty standard.
I did not call you out for that.
Oh,
I defended
not?
You. Oh. Ethan oh. did. Oh. I was like, she's honest about that. No, oh my God, never. No.
Well, no, but yeah. I mean, but even just it being like brought to light and you yeah. always being honest, like I'll always yeah. kind of look at it and be like, I love that. Like, I think that whenever you talk about me, you make me better. It was funny, even during like COVID shit, you were like, you drove by Saddle Ranch and you were like, home of the douchebags, Bryce Hall, Tana Mojo. And I was like, I should. No, but I swear to God, in my head, hilarious. I was like, maybe I shouldn't be there every day
no,
during a pandemic.
No, okay.
No, I swear to God, like I genuinely like appreciate your realness. And I think that's so much better than fake influencer bullshit.
I feel like though that kind of stuff, because people do like, I realize like some people do take offense to it. I was like, oh my God, like, but the thing is, it's like when you're like old, when you get old like me or like Wendy Williams, you have to talk about young people because that's what's like relevant, right? Like I couldn't give a fuck who's at Saddle Ranch, but it's like, okay, this is what everyone's talking about. Like, let's talk about it. Like I get more offended when people think they like invented Saddle Ranch. Like Zayn and Heath are like, we invented Saddle Ranch. I'm like, no, Bret Michaels did in 2007 with Rock of Love. Like, you know, people were doing, they had a reality show.
All pop culture.
Oh, I hate watch so many podcasts, and I watched the Zayn Heath one, and they're literally like, yes, we were with Saddle Ranch before it was cool. I was like, no, you weren't. Like, I hate that so much.
I only ever hopped on the Saddle Ranch trend, to be fair, when it was cool. But I'll say that I'm a little fucking clout whore. I'm like,
I love it.
There. I'm gonna go. Like, I, you know what I mean? So I don't.
No, it's everything. I could never go to. I used to love Saddle Ranch. I used to like love the food, but could never go there.
So
I would fucking
yummy.
Die.
No, it is. It's actually so anxious. I mean, like, I like going there, and I'll just like drink through the anxiety of it, obviously. But which isn't good. Sorry, guys. Coping mechanisms. Working on them every day. No, it is crazy. Saddle Ranch is like a full on meet and greet. It's psycho and like every TikToker in the fucking world. But pop culture wise, that just brought this to my attention. One thing I wanted to talk to you about randomly, I brought it up on the last podcast, but I feel like you might have some insight on this that it would just interest me. I think I'm just a Trisha fan and I want to know. Free Britney. Tell me your thoughts, Trisha.
Oh my God, yeah. I've been on the Free Britney movement for a moment. I love Britney so much. I mean, that's another good example of someone that's like, oh, like this is what I hate when people like label someone like crazy or they look at someone crazy because she had a mental breakdown. And so now people use that against her for life. And I feel not to like bring it back, but that's like kind of like you. If people like label you as this one thing, you think, oh, I can't talk about it. I can't do this because they label you as this. And so then when you do talk about it, then you're under a conservatorship or now you're crazy. Your kids are taken away or something for something you did in your past. And like she just couldn't control. And now she's still, and she's fully mentally aware. Like when you were listening to the audio, like she's fully fully like there and mentally capable. She went on tour. She did all this stuff. It's like,
first of all, yeah, if you can work and make millions, I said this last time, you are far well like capable of doing whatever the fuck you have to do. But her voice and the way she talked on that recent fucking, what's that called? Like a
court hearing. Yeah, something like that.
Like the way she,
I don't know either.
I don't think we're out here trying to be like Webster's Dictionary. Yeah. People don't expect that of us. But it was crazy to hear her be so like, you know what I mean? Just like smart, like
coherent.
Yeah, insane.
I was watching her listening to it and she was just like crying, like so much emotion, because I think that like you're able to identify with certain aspects of, you know, things.
You and I resonate hard with Free Britney, because people probably tried to do the same thing to you. Take your money, like take, you know what I mean? Your freedom, your like just everything.
Like still to this day, I mean, even like with the last like Frenemies blow up, everyone's just like, oh, Trisha's crazy. This is what she does. This is her pattern. Even if I'm like completely in the wrong or in the right, which I have been proven to be in the right with so many situations. And they're just like, no one wants to even listen. Because you have that reputation and like, you know, that's why I feel sad when you're like, oh, I don't want to talk about anyone or cancel anyone because who am I to talk? Or like even talking about like stuff that you felt uncomfortable with, like you're allowed to feel uncomfortable even if you participated and you were willingly participating in it. It's, you know what I mean?
Validating Tana for 1 hour straight.
But you know what I mean? Because like I know, like for instance, the pee thing, not to go back to that, but like the pee thing specifically, like that, I did so much of that stuff when I was like 18 and younger, 17, 16. I would like do the like craziest shit, like let people like shun me, pee on me, all this crazy stuff. And then I was just like, you know, I was like, oh, I liked it, whatever. But then like realizing it, like I actually like hated it. It made me feel so sad or whatever. But like you don't process it, because at the time you're like, no, it was cool, it was fun. And then you're like, oh no, this was like some fucked up. Not that it's years.
No,
fucked up.
No, but I get
process
what you're saying.
How you want, like, you know what I mean? But I mean, like,
yeah. And I mean, there's just so much. I can think of a thousand instances in my life where I can just, you know, things were like, you know, they were dope and normal. And then I was like, oh, that's.
But
crazy.
If you loved it too, some people love peeing on people. And if you love it, then that's fine too.
I'm not trying to peed on. I was going through a phase the other day with my boyfriend where I think I just wanted to feel something. I was so bored. I was like, what do we do? Yeah. Pee on me, fucking kill me. And then whatever. He was like, babe. Take a breath.
No, it's hot. I mean, it's either hot because you have trauma or it's hot because it's hot. Because I used to love it too, but it's like a degradation thing. It's like being degraded. You like love it.
I love a good degrading. But I think that
who would literally ask. And I was like, it was the first time I've ever had someone like want that. Yeah. And I was like, is this a degrading thing?
Yeah.
Like, you're more than welcome. You're valid. You're
that like turned her off. You're like, no.
And I did it. And I'm just like,
and I did like it for so long, but then you're like, oh, I don't know why. Like, then you didn't like it. You know, you're fine. You honestly, can like it and then not like it.
I'm fully gonna tattoo. It's either hot because you have trauma or it's hot because it's hot. That's the best quote I've ever heard in my life.
You never know. You know, it's kind of like whatever, but
I can't stop. With frenemies, it's that was just crazy in general. Did you ever expect it to end? Were you there in the end that you, I mean, being like this is gonna come to an end soon, or were you like this could go on? When we try to get healthier, we tend to think of the Taco Bell we have to hold ourselves back from instead of focusing on giving ourselves more of what our bodies need. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to help us change our mindset for good, because building better habits means a more sustainable journey to better health, which is something we all could use.
I mean, I'd love
to
hear
it. We definitely could use a more sustainable journey to health.
There's no need to try to take on the whole mountain of wellness at once. Just start where you are.
It's the climb. Yeah.
It's the climb. That's what they say.
With Noom, you'll take a path towards better health one step at a time. Their psychology-based approach helps you change your mindset rather than demanding a whole new lifestyle.
Thank God.
It's just not practical,
just
you know?
Simply, yeah.
Yeah.
Since using Noom, I've changed a lot of things, like how I shop online for food, better understanding of my cravings, and not seeing a lot of the things I eat as bad food.
I'm so, so proud of you.
Since using Noom, I've started to really enjoy exercise due to the psychology-based nature of the app instead of dreading it, and having more energy, a pretty improved mood, and feeling less stressed, which we all need.
We need that from her.
Absolutely.
Sincerely, because stressed Tana is not a good Tana.
Mm-mm, for anyone.
My favorite thing about Noom is it's a more empathetic approach to a weight loss app. It's more flexible to my lifestyle, and it's very easy to log food and see my progress.
So true.
It's childproof if Tana can use it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Noom's cognitive behavioral approach focuses on why instead of what to help you change your relationship with food. Everybody's journey looks different. Noom customizes the program for you based on your personal goals. 80% of Noom users finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year.
80%?
Not going to lie to you guys. Sticking with goals for over a year?
Something you haven't heard from in a while, yeah.
You've never stuck to anything for a year.
On my children. On God. No need to fear ruining the whole program with one off day. Noom will help you get back on track. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Noom fits into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day.
That is huge for you. No mornings?
Sincerely.
No grueling mornings?
I don't even know what a morning is.
Get her on it.
A lot of the producers here at the Canceled Podcast have actually been using Noom and seen amazing results. And so today, we want to share with you a Noom-free trial. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/Tana. That's Noom.com/TANA. That's Noom.com/TANA. Go check out Noom and start building a better life with the best psychologists you can find.
Love it.
Forever.
I mean, honestly, like, even though I joked about it coming to an end, I really thought it'd be forever. Cause, like, obviously, really? I'm marrying, like, his brother in law, you know? So that, cause I can't imagine him doing, right? Like, you can't really do that. I know, literally. No, we actually, like, started dating. Like, I mean, he knows this, whatever. We actually started dating cause I was, like, I was always on their podcast and, like, Ethan was always kind of an asshole to me. And I was like, oh, it'd be, like, so funny if I, like, fucked Hila's brother. You know what I mean? And, like, he knows that. Like,
you
know?
You and I have so much in common.
Yeah, cause
I know. I swear to God.
No,
the way I would spite fuck someone's brother because they were talking shit about me on their podcast. Podcast is just dark.
Oh yeah, I was so excited to go back and talk about it and stuff like that. I was like, "Ooh, this is so." We like took pictures like on the first date kind of thing, you know? Because I was like, "Well, I want to show this." You know what I mean? Like, you want to be, yeah. That's so awesome. I feel like that's like where that all started. But yeah, I thought it would be a long time because we were like cool, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think the ending like honestly wasn't my fault, and I'm just gonna say that here because everyone's like, "Oh no, it's totally your fault." Shit. But yeah, no,
I don't know how vindicated you're gonna be when you're vindicating yourself on Tana Mojo's podcast. Shit, bitch.
No, but like the last podcast he like admitted to like, oh yeah, because he like, you know, whatever, it's like a whole thing to get into, but he like screenshotted my text, sent him to his staff. He's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that, you know, basically like saying that I wanted them fired. And I was like, show me a text. So you basically like lie, whatever. And I think he ultimately couldn't continue the show because he was the one that was like at fault. In the past it was my fault, right? Like I called his like wife like a C-word. I did all this like horrible shit. No, horrible. Like I was
not laughing.
No, I was unmedicated. I was like, not that this excuse, but I was it was bad. I did horrible shit. But like they would always continue the show, you know what I mean? So this was like something that wasn't that horrible, but because he was kind of like, in my opinion, I was like, oh, he's in the wrong of this and he can't like face it because he like lied about like me wanting to fire the crew. It was a whole thing.
To but be no fair, one listened to it. You know what I mean? All, still jacking off to the 2x speed. I just can't wait. Yeah. I know I'm obsessed. It's ridiculous. But I need to educate myself more. Obviously, I did a TikTok to the sound. I need to fully watch that last episode and get myself like.
Oh, you did? Oh, did. Oh, I didn't see it.
She commented on my fucking fake thing.
I did know you did. What I said? I live for your TikToks. I'm trying to think. I live for your TikToks.
This was actually before I brought Hunter on the podcast and I was like, should we have a podcast? And you commented like, you guys should, like something, like whatever.
Like,
and I was like,
I was
freaking the fuck out. No, I don't remember.
I commented on yours. I know I comment. I just didn't remember like which one, but I know for sure. I look, cause I never knew what you guys were like dating, not
just
dating.
Just a couple bros.
Just a couple.
But you date it. I'm left you hanging.
No, straight. I just got brothers on. No, I'm just kidding. I have a full boyfriend.
So wait, you guys did date?
No.
No, we never dated. No. Like, never official.
Oh, okay. Just cash.
Never, not even cash. No.
Yeah, but
no. Okay, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, we have different perceptions of it.
I mean, yeah, right. No, bro. Yeah. Oh, I've dated so many people that don't claim me.
We actually didn't date. Yeah. I was just vibing with Hunter. And
you wanted to date him?
It was before we like knew who each other were. Yeah. And we were like becoming friends. And it was just like,
yeah, no,
casual,
I would almost look at it as like a, I don't know. Man, well, God, we're so awkward with this.
Seriously.
No, we moved on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was a point in time where I was like, Hunter's such a good guy. Maybe I need a good guy. And I like convinced myself I need a good, and then I was like, this is like, I don't know.
And then she's like, fuck this guy, he's a fucking asshole. Like,
really?
Cry me a river.
Play the video.
No, roll the clip.
How long ago was this? How long ago?
It's crazy. Probably like 2017.
Okay, so that's like a while ago.
I don't know. But I do remember literally waking up one day and being like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, when you're really attached to someone and you care about them, or you're in a dark place and you're like, I've always been very wild with just hooking up with people and liking them. I like everyone. I hook up with all my friends. I literally fall in love with someone just because they're, you know, and I was way worse about it in the past. You know what I mean? And I just like loved Hunter and what he did for me so much. But then I woke up one day and I was like, I want this person in my life for life. And like, they're like the things we've been through, you know what I mean? Like, we're just so like family. Like, it's absolutely, I sound like someone who got friend zoned, but I swear.
No.
I think what she's saying is like she typically will just she like does the sexual aspect to so many people and just like will
I'm loving
hook
his
up,
hand.
She'll hook, yeah. up with yeah. she'll hook up with them and then yeah. like will go away. And
yeah.
I was like, listen, I care about her as a human so much more, and I'd rather just keep the friendship and keep her as a person in my life because she needed yeah. that yeah. so much more you. Than she even was even aware.
Right.
Of,
yeah.
You know?
You're not used to that. Like,
no,
like
if
like,
I was
yeah.
busting it open for him, I would for sure get psycho and lose him. So I need yeah. him so yeah. much that so I have. Like, I've,
so
I chose years ago to absolutely not. And you're honestly one of my only friends I haven't.
But you need that because I'm like so open to like yeah have sex with everybody, but I think you do need people that are just like not sexual in that way because then you could get like you as a person get confused because I was like that too. I was like, oh, I had sex with him, I'm in love with him, why don't they love me back? It's like
no
right.
entirely
like,
and then he, exactly yeah. exactly and he's honestly one of my few friends I haven't fucked, like I'm so grateful.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's so, good.
Love that for us. Yeah, hey guys, clarified right here.
No,
right
I
now
I love it. And then then you feel like more stable and you feel yeah. more secure, and I think that's good.
And
I think
she's
that's
like
awesome.
Family, like I'll literally do anything for her. And
that's
I think,
amazing.
Like, and like after someone rides for you for so long with nothing to offer them, you kind of realize like they're there to ride for a while. And
yeah,
you shouldn't like
you're there in like the lowest points and the top points. And I think very often you see so many people there when you're at your peaks, and not people that are there for you when you're in like your low spots.
That's so true. It's really yeah. hard. I don't think I have anybody. I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I have anybody that's been there for me at my low? Like,
oh my
no.
god, stop. No. That makes me so mad. I told Trisha today that after this podcast, I was gonna be like so up her ass. Like, I'm
yeah,
gonna
hang out
with
us anytime.
Every coming to Saddle Ranch.
No, I won't take
shout
you
out to David's house.
Stop it. Oh my
Here
god!
I
can't. Let's do it. Let's do it. No. Come on.
Guys. I also am just the worst friend. Like I will say that. Like I'm just so bad at like that's why when people say they're my friends, I'm always like Gabby, whatever. It's like I don't have friends because I just don't hang out with people. I'm the worst yeah. friend. I'm really bad at like texting. I'm just like I never
it's
leave my
okay
house.
It's okay to be that though. I don't yeah. think that makes yeah. you a bad friend. I think it's about finding people who accept you for like who you are.
Yeah.
And vibe with.
I'm like a texter. Like I'll text yeah. you and be like, hey.
Oh my god, let's text. I'm gonna start texting her. She's gonna ghost me. Watch.
No. I have definitely got canceled for ghosting people for sure. Like Nikata Avocado.
Are
like,
you kidding?
I know. I don't think there's anything wrong with ghosting. It's like an anxiety thing. Like if you just yeah. can't text someone back. Like
I know. I take no offense to being ghosted.
Same.
I don't know if yeah. it's because I'm a ghoster though. So I have the other aspect of it.
Me
you
too.
Know what I mean? But yeah.
No, like, because I'm the same way. Like people are like, you should just tell someone how you feel. Like you don't like them or whatever. Like when I was yeah. like dating, if you tell someone like, oh, you don't. But I'm like, no, I'd rather just be left on read than be rejected.
Along
yeah. yeah. No, I'd rather.
Because
if you text someone like 3 or 4 times, you get the hint. And if you don't, then you're like, there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? So like if I text someone 3 or 4 times and they don't respond, I'm like, okay, they don't like me. Like, I'm
yeah,
gonna,
no,
like,
entirely.
It.
Look at our social cues, yeah. just on fucking.
Yeah, you should know that.
No, I can't. I mean, Trisha, I just looked at a little list I made of everything I wanted.
Did you have a list?
About
oh my god, I love this.
Well, I mean, just you know, I just wrote. I mean, you're keep what in mind, your life is a lot to keep up. A portable charger, guys.
Because
it's literally the way that. That's literally so heavy.
I know,
like,
but
with the outlet plug,
this is not sponsored by My Charge, but oh, this shit.
Oh yeah, that's everything. The outlet does.
No, right? You just put in the wall. Little lightning cable in
yeah,
it.
That's
so
huge
kind.
Though, but I love
so
it.
So I know. I take them everywhere. It's like it's more a part of me. Because I mean, keeping my phone's dead, ghosting yeah. people, getting condemned. So right. I'm trying my best, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we hit everything I yeah. could have wanted to possibly hit. Like we fucking killed it.
Okay, one final question. Why'd you get rid of Jordan? We shared him as a manager for like a month.
Why don't we just ask? I'll ask you a question that I think we both have the same answer to. And then I'll have
oh,
a few fun questions for
okay.
you. Are we owed money by him?
No comment on that. No, I have no comment.
You both are just like, you're not.
No, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, we professionalism in a manager is beautiful. Who knows?
Right.
You know? And appropriate nature.
I mean, look, your new manager got you this whole thing.
He does everything for me, and he's the most professional fucking dope icon. I love him. That's it's really funny because everyone does ask me. Obviously, I was with Jordan for 6-7 fucking years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I wouldn't change it for the world. I learned so much, and it was a big part of my life. Hunter knows he was there mm-hmm. and whatever. But
definitely.
Sometimes people outgrow one another. Sometimes you also, you know. I don't know. I grew up and
close.
I realized what I needed, I right. guess. And it was just a different relationship. And I wish him the best.
The way out.
Right.
Whether we, okay, we're done. We're done. My lawyers all just came in and started yelling. So I think
Stop.
With that being said.
That's how you should end every episode.
Yeah,
just
I know.
The lawyers coming in yelling. And you are so inspiring in so many ways as well. So many of the things we talked about across this episode. I'm just so grateful to you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have anything? So is there anything? I just feel like I need to let her promote anything. Get some Trish skin. Get some stream the music. The $250,000 music video.
Yeah,
you better get on Spotify and stream that shit.
like 70,000 views. I spent so much money on it. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you can find me on what? OnlyFans? Yeah, OnlyFans.
Should we fuck? Coming soon. I don't even know, Trisha. I love you so
you
much.
You need to do a sex tape. I do think that. Okay, I love you too. I know okay. we just talking.
My sex tape's going to be with Trish. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm down.
You.
Oh my, I need that cloud. Give me that cloud.
I'm into I think we should end it there. This was everything I could
have ever experienced now. Like, I know how to do like lesbian sex on camera. It's different than lesbian sex in real life.
Wait, really? Wait, yeah, the way I want to end this podcast.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I actually want to know. Tell me all about that. What's the difference? You know what, guys? Fuck it. We're leaving.
Only but fans, yeah.
Hopefully Trisha will come back.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I love you. This is going to be fun. I hope it airs. Sorry, Ethan.
Please, I need a job.
Oh my God, please. Do we? Okay, I need to fuck off. Okay. Trisha, God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Stay canceled.
Animosia is canceled.